Hello, and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is Shalia M. Pardon, and in this show, we are going to discuss an overview of the analyze phase of the Demaic Six Sigma process. But before we get started, to learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my profile at GoGo.com. And if at any time throughout this broadcast you have questions or comments regarding the content of this show, please use the question and comment box located on GoGo.com. It is suggested that you submit questions as they occur. Then click Submit. Your questions will be answered soon after the completion of this broadcast and posted to the GoGo.com website. Now let's begin. In the previous shows, we discussed the fundamentals of Six Sigma. We determined that Six Sigma was a methodology or a mindset for how to logically go about solving problems. We also learned that it was a systematic approach for reducing defects, as well as a set of tools for analyzing data. And lastly, we decided that it was a measurement-based strategy to achieve a level of Six Sigma in value, which means a process that produces less than 3.4 defects or errors per 1 million opportunities available for a defect or error to occur. We also learned that the Six Sigma tools and methodology are deployed through two sub-methodologies. The first sub-methodology is called DMAIC, which stands for Define, Measure, Analyze, Improve, and Control. This methodology, the DMAIC methodology, is used for addressing problems with existing product and our processes, seeking to reduce variation and incrementally improve. The other sub-methodology is called DFSS. This sub-methodology stands for Design for Six Sigma, and it is used for developing a new process and our product from a concept phase to commercialization. For the time limits of this show, we will focus our discussion to the Six Sigma DMAIC process, which is used for reducing variation and incrementally improving products and processes of existing processes. And we will defer the DFS system for a later show. Now, in the DMAIC system, there are five phases for implementing Six Sigma tools and methodology. Those five phases are as follows: Define, Measure, Analyze, Improve, and Control. In the previous shows, we discussed the first two phases of the Six Sigma DMAIC process. That was the Define phase and the Measure phase. But in this show, we will focus all our attention on the third phase of the Six Sigma DMAIC process. This phase is called the Analyze phase. But before we begin, it is helpful to review the previous phases in order to understand what is needed in the analyze phase. The first phase is the define phase. The purpose of the define phase is to refine the project team's understanding of the problem to be addressed. The define phase sets the foundation for the success of the Six Sigma project. Without a well-defined project, the team will struggle in subsequent phases. There are five steps to the define phase. The first is define the problem statement, where you identify the problem to be addressed. The second phase was process mapping, where we identified the process boundaries of the process that will be assessed. The third step was the VOC to CTQ. This is where we clearly understood the critical to quality characteristics from the customer point of view. The fourth step was project scoping. Here we narrowed the boundaries of the process down even further to those areas in which we can control. And then the last step was project chartering, where we documented the activities that were completed. Thus, the define phase began with a definition of the problem. It ended with a completion of a project charter. The next phase that we discussed was the measure phase. In the measure phase, we determined what we wanted to know about the process. We identified key measures based on the voice of the customer. We collected data, and we calculated the process capability. There were six steps that made up the measure phase. They were identifying the measurement and variation, determining the data type, developing the data collection plan, performing the measurement system analysis, and collecting data and accessing capability, as well as completing an FMEA. One of the main features of the entire Six Sigma process is that it is data-driven. Thus, decisions are not made on the basis of intuition alone. The measure phase details for us how to discover fundamental data about the process or product being investigated. Now, let's move on to the third phase, and that phase is the analyze phase. But before we move on, it is important to note that the phases and steps of the DMAIC model do not always occur in a linear sequence. At times, there may be a need to return to the previous phase. For example, as you begin to measure, you might conclude that further process definition is necessary. As well, as you begin to analyze, you may determine that more data needs to be collected in the measure phase. Teams often double back in the DMAIC process to ensure thoroughness of the previous steps and of their project. This is all about data-driven, fact-based decision-making. And so there is a reason and forgivable causes to be able to go back into certain phases to help improve the thoroughness of your investigation. In the analyze phase, you will target improvement opportunities by taking a closer look at the data collected in the measure phase. The baseline performance capability data that you collected in the measure phase will set the stage for analysis of the data in the analyze phase. In the analyze phase, there are four steps or elements. Those four steps that we will talk about in more detail in this show are as follows: the process analysis method, the review analysis method, the graphical analysis tools, and identify sources of variation. With the baseline sigma value established from the measurement phase, you will select the appropriate graphical analysis tools and apply them to the data collected during the measure phase. In the analyze phase, it ends once the project team or you have identified the root causes or source of variation. Now let's begin with the first step, process analysis method. There are three process analysis methods where you analyze the process to try to determine the source of variation. The first process analysis method is called detailed process mapping. Here you will look for bottlenecks, disconnects, and redundancies in the process map that you created in the define phase of the Six Sigma process. The second type of process analysis method is value analysis. In the value analysis, you would take that same process map and start to assess each task within that process map for its value added, business value add, or non-value add task. A value added task is anything in which brings value to the output of that particular product process. It's actually starting to meet what's critical to quality for the customer. A business value add is something that is ordered or required by the business or the government that doesn't necessarily bring value to the end customer. These are generally your federal agency type of requirements or ISO procedures that are required that you have for all of your documentation. A non-value add is something that you do in the process that, again, doesn't bring any value to the particular product or process. This may be when you're moving parts from one location to the next location, looking at a sheet of paper and processing it through. Again, those items may be considered non-value added steps. As well, when you look at non-value added steps, it can be broken out into seven types of non-value added steps. Those non-value added steps are called waste. And as we go into the class, you'll get more detail into what those seven types of waste are and how to recognize them. The last type of process analysis method is what we call cycle time analysis. In this particular analysis, you again use your process map to actually analyze or assess the time it takes for each particular task. You will look at the task and understand which part of the time is actual work time and how much time is wait time. Generally, people do this when they're trying to do a cycle balancing of a line to make sure that the line is balanced evenly and there's no bottlenecks, and in particular one task taking longer than the other and having people wait while the bottleneck is complete. For the most part, people use what we call a process analysis synthesis. A process analysis synthesis is basically a combinement of all three types of process analysis maps. You basically are taking the process map, the value analysis, as well as the cycle analysis, and combining it into one type of system. Generally, this is called a value stream map in most applications. Have you seen people have what they call a current state value stream map and maybe a future state value stream map? Again, you're looking at the stream and understanding which parts of the process or task bring value to the process. In a value stream map, what you do is you basically take each task and you look at it or assess it for its value in terms of work, it being a value-added task, a non-value-added task, or a business value-added task. But you also look at it and you look at it in terms of time. How much time does it take? Is the time work time or wait time? From this, you can end up deciphering and determining how many tasks you really need and how much time is needed to do each task. While the process analysis method may be good in helping you identify bottlenecks, constraints, disconnects, and redundancies in the process, as well as identifying value-add versus non-value-added tasks and work time versus wait time, you can also use the review analysis method as a way to begin to determine how each tool might be used to reveal details about the process performance and variation. With the review analysis method, you can begin to look for patterns by forming it into a graphical analysis to determine what may be the root cause or the source of the variation. The review analysis method and the graphical analysis tools are one and the same. Basically, it is a set of tools that produces a graphical representation of the data based on a chosen set of parameters. Some of the common tools that you will be learning to use within the analyze phase is the Pareto chart. The Pareto chart is one in which you look for 20% of the variables to be responsible for 80% of the problem. Basically, you would set it up as a Pareto graph, looking at each particular variable on the x-axis and its percent contribution to the y-axis. And again, it will show you in more of a linear spiral type graph which particular parameter tends to contribute the most to this particular problem. Pareto charts are used primarily for attribute data. The other four tools that we will be studying in the analyze phase are trend run charts, where you're looking at trends over time or patterns in the data over time. You're looking for spikes when things tend to shift or drift upward. Those could be identified either as a special cause that causes that or a common cause that causes that. As well as you'll look for valleys in the data in terms of what may have changed that caused it to now dip down in terms of its the time period. But again, you would pick and choose a trend run chart when you want to look for patterns that tend to happen over time, like a seasonal pattern, or a time pattern, or the time of a year, a yearly pattern. The other type of tool that's used for variable data is box plots. Box plot is a way to be able to look for five different things about this particular variable. You can determine the median, you can determine the spreads, you can determine the upper and the lower control limits, or spec limits, as well as you can start to identify how large the spread is and if there's any outliers. This is probably the newest tool that has been discovered or developed It was developed by a guy named John Turkey in 1977, but has become very useful in being able to identify quickly the shape and pattern of the particular process distribution. Another common tool that we'll be using for graphical tool we'll be using to analyze the data is histograms. Histogram is probably one of the oldest ways. It's the same ones we use when we used to do check sheets, and we would actually tally how many failures we had per line or per hour. In a histogram, there are three things that you would determine. You can determine the mean, which is the average of the data distribution, as well as you can determine the median. The median is the center of the particular distribution. And you can also determine the mode. The mode is the frequency, which particular variable tends to occur most often. The last tool that you'll use in the analyze phase is the scatter plot. The scatter plot is very similar to a linear regression curve. But in Six Sigma Greenbelt training, we will defer the linear regression curve for the Six Sigma Black Belt study. In the scatter plot for Greenbelt training, we'll specifically use the scatter plot for understanding relationships between two variables. We want to understand whether X, or the variables, has any relationship with the output of Y. And again, we will look at scatter plots and understand how to analyze the data with scatter plots to have the data to speak to us to identify which variable is probably the source of the variation. After applying both the process analysis method and the graphic analysis tools to the data set, you're ready to identify sources of variation in the process. The purpose of the analyze phase is to target the root cause that the team will use to validate and to verify them with observation data or experimentation. Thus, in this step, the identifying the source of variation, we will continue the process of narrowing and focusing that began with the project selection. We will use this results produced by the graphic analysis and the process analysis method to target a specific source of variation. In this particular step, you will help to determine the actual root cause or source of the variation. This concludes the four steps or elements of the analyze phase. I hope you have enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question and comment box located in the lower right-hand corner of the homepage of Gogo.com. If you're interested in viewing my other shows, just search the Gogo Radio Archive for Shalia M. Hardin. And if there's any show you would like me to do, please send me an email or let me know. Thank you for your time today, and remember to tune in to Gogo Radio, found exclusively on Gogo.com.